You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. The big elections in the New World this calendar year. Colombia decided some weeks past Gustavo Petro, the new president, much to say about his early moves to come together with his neighbor, President Maduro of Venezuela. But we begin with the not yet held Brazilian election. I welcome Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil, to comment on the first debate in the presidential contest in Brazil that took place in these last hours. I go to the BBC report. Brazil election. Bolsonaro and Lula trade insults in the first debate. Insults, yes. Mr. Bolsonaro, who we're reminded is 67 years old, started very abruptly. He said of former President Lula da Silva, "Your government was the most corrupt in Brazilian history." He repeatedly called President Lula an ex-convict. He went on to say it was a kleptocracy, a government based on robbery. What do you want to come back to power for? To do the same thing to Petrobras again? Ernesto, is this the way politics are practiced in Brazil at presidential contests? You begin immediately by going right at the eyes of your opponent. Did this surprise you? Good evening to you, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. Well, yeah, that's how it used to be. And people were more used to less excitement in politics. But now election time brings the excitement back. So that's how it used or should be, I think, in Brazil, because that's what moves people to really get into politics. So it's curious because elections, they do have a life of their own, right? They transform the logics of politics. They tend to discuss issues in a colder way when you're not in election time. But now it totally changes the logic of the thing, and the unexpected can happen. So many takes from yesterday's debate. Lula was considered the genius of TV debates, and he was very weak, very low energy, without answers to those accusations that President Bolsonaro brought, which, in my view, are totally correct. Lula was condemned, was convicted for corruption, and many people around him. Yes, President Bolsonaro also, I mean, he was expected to bring that about. But what was surprising was the intensity that he brought, which is different from his attitude recently, that he was more, people thought that he was taking a more peaceful approach. And former President Lula, he didn't have any answers. So he said, "Oh, I was acquitted." He was never acquitted. Only the Supreme Court just annulled the sentence, but everything came back to the lower courts. Anyway, this can be a game changer. President Bolsonaro was already going upwards in the polls. Now, many people, not only on the right, are saying that he's headed for the electoral victory after yesterday. Of course, well, four more TV debates are to come, but I mean, he started very, very strong. And one curious aspect is that the other candidates, they started to attack Lula more than Bolsonaro during the debate. This might be an indication that they see Lula as weaker than Bolsonaro, and they are thinking that maybe they can have a chance to be in the second round together with Bolsonaro, displacing Lula, which was totally impossible. So this is more or less the scenario. From the more rational point of view, I think that's a pity that some issues with the current government were not raised. The alliance that President Bolsonaro brought about with figures of the traditional politics, people who were part of the same kleptocracy that he denounces in Lula. But as I said, elections and electoral campaigns, they have a different life. They, I mean, people start forgetting that sort of rational that rational approach. But I think it's also clear, and of that again, if Bolsonaro manages to make this about corruption, he's going to win. I think that's for sure.
Joseph, the surprise to me here is that in America, we would say that Lula da Silva was measuring the drapes in the Oval Office. You know, the game is over. The surprise to me here is this reversal, genuine reversal of momentum. Now, Joseph, I understand the elections have gone in one direction, and repeatedly we've talked about the populist wave that's taking over, especially South America, but really all of these governments apparently working in sympathy. Is this a surprise to you that Bolsonaro would come out swinging? That is his reputation. And Lula da Silva, representing populism, would not have an answer. Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Ernesto. No, I think what Ernesto's saying is very interesting in terms of it doesn't seem like Lula da Silva is coming with his best foot forward, especially in this debates. It's not entirely surprising in the sense that if you follow Bolsonaro's campaign, it's been very, very active. He's been touring the country. He's very active on social media. He's been going on podcasts, and he's been very much in a kind of a popular movement that he's drawing up and ginning up inside Brazil, similar to what he did in the last election. But what I think what's interesting to me, and maybe this could help explain a little bit of this trend, because you're right, John, we have seen most elections in Latin America in the last couple years go the direction of the left. But it's also gone the direction of the anti-establishment candidate. And this is an interesting election in Brazil, because which is the anti-establishment candidate, right? Lula da Silva was a long-term serving president of the country during the beginning of the century. He's a well-known politician, as President Bolsonaro has mentioned, and others know. He's also implicated in large-scale corruption. Not just implicated, he was charged and convicted of large-scale corruption. So how can he really position himself as an anti-establishment candidate? On the flip side, the incumbent, which is President Jair Bolsonaro, he still has, I think a little bit of a image of a maverick, an image of an outsider, even though, as Ernesto's pointed out, his recent alignments within the last year or a little bit more, maybe he's been moving more in towards the establishment politics of Brazil, but doesn't seem like Lula's taking advantage of that, or Lula's actually making that a point that really is a point of contention for the campaign. So, you know, the trend has been that the left wins, and that obviously favors Lula, but the trend has also been that the anti-establishment candidate wins. And I think what Bolsonaro is doing is he's painting Lula as that establishment candidate, the one that was governing the country for many years and the one that led the country into the highest levels of corruption probably in its history.
I take your point, Joseph, and it's striking to me that there's an article in the Financial Times that speaks to this paradox. I brought it to your attention, Ernesto, when President Bolsonaro was making a speech recently, a re-election campaign launch. He singled out a member of the audience who happens to be the Speaker of the House of Representatives, whom he calls my longtime friend Arthur Lira, if I say that correctly. And this article talks about the central, the all-powerful faction within the Congress that Bolsonaro has now moved close to or is seen as working in sympathy. Does that in some fashion tatter the Bolsonaro reputation as an outsider?
It should, but that's not what's happening. Bolsonaro is managing to preserve and fire up his militants, the people who really are there just because they like Bolsonaro. They don't care with whom he allies himself or what the adjustments he makes to the program. It's amazing. It's amazing. People who back in 2018 inside the Bolsonaro camp back then said, well, we don't want to have anything with Centrão, the big center. We don't want to have anything with the old politics, like they called. Those people now are saying, oh, we don't care. We don't care. Bolsonaro is just, he became really a myth, right? People just want to see him there. And whatever he does, I don't think that's good because politics should be, I think, about the issues and not about the people. But he has that sort of charisma that people thought only Lula would be able to accomplish. And surpassing Lula in terms of charisma. In terms of governance of the country, this is not good news because Centrão is the old way of doing politics in Brazil. It is linked to corruption. It was linked to, basically they allied themselves with whoever is in power, right? They were allied with Lula back then and a big part of the money sucked out of Petrobras went to the Centrão parties. So they shouldn't be anywhere close to power, or especially anywhere close to money. Okay, but anyway, they are there. They are part of the campaign now, and those people who it's really amazing. I mean, if you go in the streets, you don't see anything going out going around for Lula, except you know, people who are professional, let's say campaigners like. People from universities, students, and people from the trade unions. But people in general, you only see, I mean, not connected to, not organized in that sort of association, they go for Bolsonaro. Anyway, it's like that. People say that's the way we do politics in Brazil for 500 years, the association with patronage and people who treat public money as their own money. Unfortunately, this has penetrated in the Bolsonaro camp. But anyway, this is people don't want to discuss that, especially during the campaign.
Let's go to another mystery we can't solve in Argentina. I'm speaking to Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Joseph tells me there's an update. Remember the cargo plane? Mystery still not solved, and yet... This is the New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.